Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 9, 1805. Camp entirely underwater. Crossing the sandbar at the mouth of the Columbia River has been a hazardous task for all adventurers. Lewis and Clark, at this time, cannot see the sandbar at the mouth, but have no desire to cross to the ocean anyway. The tides and severe waves caused by the wind and bar are enough to be concerned about. The men are cold, wet, tired, and their clothes are rotting from the rain and wet weather. Captain Clark writes about the situation.
The tide of last night did not rise sufficiently high to come into our camp, but the canoes, which was exposed to the mercy of the waves, which accompanied the returning tide, they all filled, and with great attention we saved them until the tide left them dry. At 2 o'clock p.m., the flood tide came in, accompanied with immense waves and heavy winds, floated the trees and drift which was on the point on which we camped, and tossed them about in such a manner as to endanger the canoes very much. With every exertion, and the strictest attention by every individual of the party, was scarcely sufficient to save our canoes from being crushed by those monstrous trees, many of them nearly 200 feet long, and from 4 to 7 feet through. Our camp entirely under water during the height of the tide. Every man as wet as water could make them all last night, and today, all day, as the rain continued all day. At 4 o'clock p.m. the wind shifted about to the southwest, and blew with great violence immediately from the ocean for about 2 hours. Notwithstanding the disagreeable situation of our party, all wet and cold, they are cheerful and anxious to see further into the ocean. The water of the river being too salt to use, we are obliged to make use of rainwater. Some of the party not accustomed to salt water has made too free use of it. On them it acts as a purgative. At this dismal point we must spend another night, as the wind and waves are too high to proceed. Captain William Clark, November 9, 1805.
Today's conditions with the rain and cold will be commonplace, as the party plans to spend the winter on the coast. Clothing made of skins was rotting and wearing out. Food was scarce on this northern side of the river, and the captains were making plans to cross the river where they had heard there was more game and better protection from the elements. Tomorrow, continued misery.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.